We're going to talk about client confusion. Actually, Barrett,
no,
I don't
skip
think
that.
Well, let's skip that. We're going to keep it interesting for you. We're going to be like Donald Trump. We're going to be unpredictable. All right,
firing from the hip.
Yeah. All right, let's start with these are basic facts that we've done. So Crabapple Energy is negotiating a joint venture with Careless Ocean Drilling. Remind us something. To develop algutane, which is the fuel of the future, and they'll cure all male pattern baldness at the same time. Okay, you know that Crabapple is willing to contribute up to $100 million to the joint venture's capital. Okay, but you are a go-getter of a lawyer. You want to impress Crabapple CEO, your client, with your negotiating skills. So you tell the opposing side, you say, $25 million, best and final offer. Okay? Simple. So, multiple choice here. Yes, A, you're just posturing, and everyone knows that lawyers lie anyway. Okay? B, you've entered into a gray area where it could be a little bit puffing, or it could be puffing your way into a disciplinary violation. Or C, you are a bully who needs to learn how to play better with children. All right, so A, B, a lot of different people at the end of the day. Bill, bullies? Anybody good? Wedgies? No? Okay. So, Barrett, what's the answer?
So on this one, this is where Wilson and I usually get into a fist fight on stage. Remember now, he's a transactional lawyer. I'm a white-collar defense lawyer. So I go by the rules. And if you look at the rule that we start with in Texas is 4.01. So if we go to 4.01,